Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless everyone. Welcome to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get that pen and that paper. Feel free to pray, to sing and praise the Lord with us. Right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for how you reached out and touched us. We thank you for how you delivered, for how you made a way. We thank you because thou art a miracle worker. We thank you for what you're doing, oh Lord. We are blessed today, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness and compassion to me. I thank you for all that you've done, oh Lord. Oh my God, you keep making a way for us. You keep opening doors for us. We are not worthy, but we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Jesus. We pray that you come in the room today. Pour out of your spirit. Send your anointing. Take control of this broadcast. Send your word today, Lord. Let it reach a soul today. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to turn from their way. Help somebody to seek your face and call upon your name. For you said in your word, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today. We take you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. Oh, my God, we're depending on you today. We want you to save, Lord. We want you to heal today, Lord. Somebody need healing today, Lord. Reach out your hand, oh, Lord. Touch in a mighty way, Lord. Heal those who are sick and afflicted. Take away all pain, oh, Lord. Move the misery, Jesus. Move the cancer, oh, Lord. We know you're a healer, Lord. Touch and deliver, Lord. Say to the uttermost, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, come to our rescue today, Lord. Somebody is crying, oh, Lord. Somebody needs you to wipe away the tears. Somebody is going through bereavement. Lift their hearts, oh, Lord. Strengthen their souls. Encourage them, oh, Lord. Lift the burdens, oh, Lord. Thou art a burden bearer. Move by your spirit, oh, Lord. Take full control, Jesus. Send your word, oh, Lord. Send thine anointing today, Lord. Look on for the oldest junior. Have mercy on him, oh, Lord. Save his soul. Heal his body. In the name of Jesus, look on all those who are sick and afflicted, those who are dealing with certain illnesses. We pray that you touch them right now. Stretch out your healing hand. Touch, Lord. Heal in a special way, Lord. Look on the burdens of their hearts, oh, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We know you're able to deliver, to lift the heavy burdens. In the name of Jesus, lift up the bowed down heads. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Help somebody to look to you. Help somebody to trust in you, realizing you cannot fail. You cannot lie. Thou art a strong deliverer. Meet us here tonight, oh, Lord. Take full control, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want your will to be done. We want you to have your way, not our will, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, let our will perish. Help us to forsake our way and to go God's way, for thy way is the only way. It's the right way. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to hold fast to sound words and to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And don't let us be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but help us to drive and to go forward in you in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to keep the vow that we made unto you. Help into all of the institutions. Have mercy today. Touch the souls, oh Lord. Look on. Evangelist Hameen's family. Oh my God, strengthen and comfort them. Encourage their hearts. And all those that are bereaved, the Holmes family, have mercy on them. Comfort them and strengthen them. Take them through. Make the way for them. Open up the door, oh Lord. We know you're able. Save the unsaved. Deliver them out of there. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Those that want to be saved, save them, O Lord, and they shall be saved. Heal, and they shall be healed. We take you at your word today, and we thank you for all that you've
thank
done.
You,
we
thank you for all
you've
done.
For making a
yes,
way
God.
Today. We thank you. We
thank
you for how you touched our heart, and you made
yes.
somebody humble down. Yes. We thank you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your deliverance. You are a deliverer, and we thank you for what you've done today. You made a way for us when it seemed there was no way. You opened up a door that seemed to be closed in our face, but you moved in our favor, and we thank you for what you've done. We give glory and honor to thy name.
Appreciate
oh, you. My God, you are so worthy, and we are so thankful for what you have done, for your deliverance. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Nobody did it but you, Lord. You did it.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for today, oh, Lord. We thank you for making a way. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to go with us, continue to bless us, and we shall be blessed. We will thank you and give your name the praise. Pray that you will look on the speaker of the hour. Touch her body, strengthen her, send your word, and send your anointing, and let it reach her soul. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, O Lord. We thank you for your mercy, your love, and compassion. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we will have our opening scripture, and I will be reading the 54th number of Psalms. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good.
Amen.
For he has delivered me out of all trouble. And mine eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 54th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you all so much again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title 1 school, and 1 is O-N-E. Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for India West, or Rashawn Parker, Dee Johansson, for the Darius family, the David family, Sharia West, Demarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin, Grace, Chariot, Nettie McNair and the Bree McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Jenny Jackson, and also added to our prayer list is Otis Smith Jr., the Breeze Holmes family, and the Breeze Morning Fuller family. And we want to continue to pray for all the schools that are affected by COVID and for all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So we're going to go ahead and turn this broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you. Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the announcement. And we thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God. Now, at this time, we're not going to prolong the time or go through a form or a fashion, but we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Cynthia Edmond. Praise the Lord. Clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. Clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. Oh, clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. Clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your love and your kindness. Oh, my God, we ask you to look compassion, Lord. Oh, Father, send your word tonight. Send the anointing, Lord. Let it touch someone's heart, God. In the name of Jesus, let it heal, Lord. Let it comfort, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let someone cry out, what must I do to be saved, God? In the name of Jesus, help me to decrease while you increase, Lord. Speak through and to me, my God. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way and let thy will be done. And these and all things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go quickly to the Word of God. I'm not going to be before you long. Just a couple of scriptures. We're going to go to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Very familiar scriptures to some, and some might not know it, but I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and we're going to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Jeremiah 18, and we're going to begin reading with the first verse. And the Bible says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went to the potter's house. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter.
So he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Amen. We're going to go back to the first verse where it said, the word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house.
Amen.
And there I will cause you to hear, I will cause thee to hear my words. Amen. Jeremiah was a prophet. Amen. Called by God. Amen. He didn't proclaim himself a prophet. He didn't make himself a prophet. Amen. He didn't, oh, I'm a prophet. Amen. But he was called and chosen by God.
Yes.
Amen. He was one of the major prophets.
Yes.
Amen. That was called by God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, from a child, when his mother carried him in his womb, in her womb, amen, and he was called to be a prophet.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God said, before I formed thee in the belly,
yes,
I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Amen.
Amen. God had already ordained Jeremiah a prophet before he was even formed. And when he became in his mother's womb, when she carried him, amen, he was already ordained a prophet beforehand. Amen. And Jeremiah was one of those prophets, hallelujah, that will speak the word of God. Amen. If God put the word in his mouth, he had no shyness about speaking the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't have to go make up no story.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To prophesy to the people. Amen. He got the word from God, and he delivered the word to the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there,
yeah,
I will cause thee to hear my words. You see, he sent Jeremiah on down to the potter's house. Amen. And when Jeremiah got there, hallelujah, he caused him to hear the words that he wanted to speak unto Jeremiah.
Yes.
Jeremiah went on down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The potter, he began to work on the wheels.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the potter, you see, they make ceramics. They make all kinds of vases and vessels.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I reminded when we went down to New Orleans and we went down to the French market, there was a woman sitting there, and she had the clay, and she was making a vessel, a little vase she was making. And she had the water and the clay, and she had it on the spinner. Hallelujah. And it was spinning around while she was molding it and making it.
Hey.
Hallelujah. So this is what God told Jeremiah to do. Go on down to the potter's house.
Yes.
And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. The potter was down there working on the wheels.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He was working on that vessel that he was making.
Amen.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred. Hallelujah, in the hand of the potter.
Yes.
It got kind of messed up while he was making it. Hallelujah. So the potter, he began to make it all over again.
Yes, he did.
Thank
you, Jesus.
It said, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Just as that clay is in the potter's hand,
yes,
and as that potter is making that and molding and shaping that vessel,
yes,
it got messed up. Hallelujah. Just like you and I.
Yes.
we come to Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And we're living over here on the Lord's side.
Yes.
And sometimes we get off the wrong track.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We're walking the straight and narrow, trying to be holy.
Yes.
But flesh sometimes intervenes.
Yes.
That self man sometimes come out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it'll cause us to do some things that we should not do.
Amen.
Cause us
Amen.
To say some things that we ought not say. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Sometimes we even sin against God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Somebody say, what are you talking about? How can you sin if you have the Holy Ghost, but you are still in the flesh? Thank you, Jesus. We don't practice sin.
No.
But sometimes you will sin. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't, we wouldn't have that advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Amen.
He is our mediator between us and God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, if we sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. We can call on Jesus, and he can
yeah.
fix it for us. He can intervene for us. He can go to his Father and talk to his Father about the sin that we committed and how we came and called on his name. And he will be willing to forgive us of our sins. But as I stated, we're in the flesh. And sometimes
Amen.
Flesh get a little weak
yes.
along this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And flesh do some things that it ought not do.
Yes.
And sometimes when the flesh get weak, some things creep in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. When that enemy see a little crack,
yes.
he slithers on in
Amen.
And try to set up shop again. But every now and then, we got to go on down to the potter's house.
Yes.
Go on down there and let the Lord do a work on us.
Amen.
Let him make us over again.
Yes.
Somebody said, Lord, make me over.
Yes.
That's what we ought to ask the Lord to do tonight. You see, when we first come to the Lord,
yes.
we're strong and mighty.
Yes.
We're ready to do God's will.
Yes.
We're anxious and zealous. We don't want to do nothing wrong. Hallelujah. We still condemned if we look like we did something wrong.
Yes.
If it seemed like we did something wrong. But sometimes you can be over here for a good while.
Yes.
And after a while, sometimes things get out of order.
Yes.
And we don't know what to do sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes we start talking about the situation.
Yes.
Sometimes we start grumbling and mumbling instead of then going down on our knees and talking to the Lord about it. Sometimes we say things out of our mouths. Sometimes we hold a grudge. Sometimes, I said sometimes, we all act right towards one another.
Amen.
We need to go on down to the potter's house and ask the Lord to make us over as he did with the potter, as the potter did with the clay. He saw that it needed to be made over. He began to mold it all up again and make it over. As things fit for the potter,
yes.
Christ can do the same thing for us.
Amen.
Sometimes that old jealousy will get in.
Amen.
It'll creep in. It'll cause you to be jealous of your sister or your brother.
Amen.
You need to go on down to the potter's house and ask the Lord to take it out.
Yes.
Because the Bible said jealousy
yes.
is as cruel as the grave. You can't stand to see nobody else progressing.
Amen.
It seems like they're getting more than you.
Yes.
But you ought not be like that.
Amen.
You Jesus, sometimes we get mad. Oh, mad spirit creeping.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We start answering with wrath.
Yes.
We start being wrathful.
Yes.
Doing things unseemly.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we need to be made over.
Yes.
We need to be made over. We need God to take it out. Clean us up, Lord. Make us over again. Make us a vessel of honor. A vessel that will do your will. A vessel that will stand up for your word. Lord, make us over. Sometimes we just sit around and ain't doing God's will. Just sitting around watching TV, going back and forth to the store shopping, doing this and doing that. Ain't even reading the word. Ain't even witnessing for the Lord. Oh, my God. We got our own thing going, but we need to go on back. Go on back down to the Father's house. Let Jesus work on that heart. Let him work on your mind. Let him regulate your mind again.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He said, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord.
Yes.
Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine, O house of Israel.
Yes.
In my hand,
yes.
O house of Israel.
Amen.
We are in the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. The enemy trying to make me lose my voice here.
Yes.
But that's all right.
Yes.
I intend to get it out.
Yes.
Because we go on back to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Sometimes hate to start creeping in.
Yes.
You'll see when one thing creeps in, it leads to other things.
Yes.
Somebody say, I don't hate nobody,
yes.
But the devil is a liar. When you can't call their name,
yes.
When you can't speak to them,
yes.
It might have started out as a little jealousy,
yes.
But jealousy leads to hatred,
yes.
To envy and strife.
Yes.
All these things we need to put away from us. We can't get into God's kingdom hating our brothers,
amen.
Hating our sisters,
amen.
Having wrath against one another.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Yes, can't get into God's kingdom like that.
Amen.
We can't get in.
Amen.
He won't open the door to us.
Amen.
Because one day we're going to stand before our king,
yes.
And we're going to be judged. Out of the book of life,
yes.
And out of the book, and whosoever name is found written in the Lamb's book of life, we will make it in. But if your deeds are written in the book, oh my God, I'm mighty afraid you're not going to get in. You got to get that pride out of you. Sometimes pride set in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. People are exalting themselves,
yes.
Lifting themselves up above everything that is called God.
Yes.
But one day,
yes.
You're going to come down. It's better for you to humble yourself,
yes.
And come on down to the potter's house.
Yes.
Let them make you over.
Yes.
Let them take out that spirit of pride.
Yes.
Stop looking all haughty,
yes.
In the house of God.
Yes.
Like, can't nobody touch me.
Yes.
Can't nobody say nothing to me.
Yes.
He said, don't you set your net as high as the eagle.
Yes.
He said, I, the Lord,
yes.
Will bring you down.
Yes.
He'll bring you down.
Yes.
Cause you to be nothing.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. That pride.
Pride.
The Bible said pride goes before destruction.
Amen.
And a haughty spirit before it falls.
Amen.
It's all right to humble yourself. Oh, my God. It's okay to be humble.
Yes.
Amen. Some people think it ain't cool.
Amen.
It ain't cool to be humble.
Amen.
It ain't cool to hear nobody.
Amen.
I'm the big boss.
Yes.
I don't have to listen to you.
Yes.
I don't have to tell you nothing. But you got to humble down because you got to hear somebody.
Amen.
I think about those people that are locked up behind bars.
Yes.
Some of us have been out on the street. feet, and they didn't want to hear nobody. They say, I don't have to listen to you. Don't nobody tell me when to move. Don't nobody tell me what to do. But when they get behind bars, they tell them what time to get up, what time they can take a shower, what time they can eat. They can't do nothing without somebody telling them. So you got to hear somebody. You got to hear somebody. I'd rather to hear now. I'd rather hear right now. I don't want God to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never even knew you. Sometimes you got some of them that sit up in the church that's causing division amongst the people, that's spreading these said, she said lies, talking about this and talking about that. But you're supposed to be speaking the word of God. Jesus said we speak that what we know, and we proclaim it upon the rooftop. Hallelujah. You're supposed to be speaking what God whispered in your ear. Stop talking, he said, she said, and then run to the next one and say, they said. The Bible said, mark that man that causes division amongst you. Mark that man.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let him. Don't let him cover you with that spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, amen, in the 17th verse.
All right.
Amen. That old hatred, that hatred spirit.
Yes.
Amen. How can you say you have the Holy Ghost and you hating people?
Amen.
Amen. Leviticus 19 and 17 say, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise, rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him.
Amen.
But hallelujah, that's not what people are doing today. They're hating them in their heart.
Yes.
They're hating them a soul. They won't speak to them.
Yes.
They won't look at them.
Yes.
They bypass them. They won't even call their names.
Yes.
That's how bad they hate them.
Yes.
They hate them so that every time they see them coming, they get mad.
Yes.
Because they came in the room.
Amen.
You need to go on down to the potter's house.
Amen.
Amen. Let them fix you up. Amen. Let them break that vessel up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And make you over. Lord, make me over.
Yes.
The Bible said hatred, stir up strife.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A wrathful man, stir up strife.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You got to get it out.
Amen.
Ask the Lord to make you over.
Amen.
He'll do it.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will.
Amen.
He'll clean you up.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. He'll make you over.
Amen.
He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He said, you shall be clean from all your idols.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I will cleanse you.
Yes.
If you go on down to the potter's house.
Amen.
Amen. Go on down there.
Amen.
Amen. And let them work on you. Don't be afraid. Amen. Some people just use so much energy to go around hating one another, go around carrying jealousy in their heart.
Amen.
It's too much energy that they're wasting on that.
Amen.
But if they go on down to the potter's house and let the Lord make them over, he'll shoot forth that love.
Yes.
That love will shoot forth. You can go back to your brother and ask your brother to forgive you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if he has the Holy Ghost and a forgiving spirit, he will forgive you.
Amen.
Amen. But you can't do that now because that unforgiving spirit done crept in.
Yes.
Amen. Need to go on down and get made over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That unforgiving spirit
won't
forgive. Just can't find it in their hearts to forgive one another.
Amen.
And we're supposed to be the people of God.
Amen.
Just like in the Bible day. Hallelujah. God told Jeremiah to go speak to the house of Israel.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. His people.
Yes.
And to the people of Judah. His people.
Yes.
That's who he told him to speak to. He didn't say go speak to the stranger out on the street. Hallelujah. But he told him to go speak to his people.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Because the house of God, the people in the house of God, they get off track.
Amen.
Amen. We all get off track.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
and we need to be made over.
Amen.
We're living in the last days. The Bible said perilous times shall come,
yes,
when men shall be lovers of their own selves more than lovers of God.
Amen.
They're building themselves up.
Yes.
They're making their mansions down here.
Yes.
They're lifting themselves up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at me. See what I got.
Yes.
I got this. I got that.
Yes.
Some of them trying to be movie stars.
Yes.
But they're performing on stage and all kinds of things. Whoa, my God. Accuser. The Bible said the devil is an accuser of the brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah. this and they did that. They said this and they said that. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to be an unprofitable servant. Hallelujah. But we need to get it right. We need to come on down to the potter's house. Amen. Despisers of them that do good.
Yeah.
Amen. They incontinent and they fierce. They incontinent with the mouth. Always running their mouth. Always got something to say. Blah, 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 blah. The gift of gab. Always talking. Shut up and hear what God has to say.
Right.
Hallelujah. Shut your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You
close your mouth sometimes. The enemy don't know what you're doing.
Amen.
Amen. But you always running your mouth. He know exactly what you're doing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Heady, high-minded lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Amen.
Amen. Love pleasures. Amen. Like I said, love sitting in high places.
Yes, Lord.
Love being around movie stars,
yes.
Hanging around movie stars.
All
but
right.
Let me tell you something. Don't you know God will put them in your way? You don't have to hang around them. He'll put them in your way. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When I was out in the world, that's what I did. I hung around movie stars. I knew movie stars. Thank you, Jesus. But it was a football player that was dear to my heart. I wanted to meet him so bad in real life. I just wanted to meet him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Never got a chance to meet him. Hallelujah, when I was out in the world. But let me tell you one thing. The Lord sent me somewhere to run a revival. I went on down there, and I ran a revival on the way back. Hallelujah. Standing at the airport. Oh, my God, that famous football player walked right up on me. Just walked right up, and I caught him in the act. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Got pictures with them and everything.
Amen.
Signed my autograph, even signed my mother's.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. God,
amen.
He'll put them in your way.
Yes.
You don't have to go seeking all of this stuff.
Amen.
He'll give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's time to get it right, saints.
Amen.
Let's get right, church, and let's go home.
Yes.
Our time is running out.
Right.
Hallelujah. Jesus, can't you see the signs of the time?
Yes.
That Jesus told them. He said you can discern the leaves on the trees,
yes,
when they change colors.
Yes.
You can discern the sky when it's going to rain.
Right.
Hallelujah. You can discern the grass when it needs watering.
Yes.
You can tell when it's going to snow. But how can you not know that the Son of Man is going to soon appear?
Yes.
How can you not know?
Amen.
See the signs of the time that we're living in.
Amen.
This ain't no time to be seeking all of this stuff.
Amen.
Amen. People, God respects a person.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They have respect a person. Amen. Two people can do one thing, but one will get in trouble, the other one won't.
Amen.
Amen. They won't say nothing about that one that they like.
Yes.
That's that respect the person thing.
Yes.
But the one that they don't like, they all kinds of devils.
Yes.
They all kinds of demons.
Yes.
They don't have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. Something is wrong with you.
Because
the Bible, my Bible, I don't know what Bible you coming from.
Right.
Because the King James Version Bible, Jesus' holy word, hallelujah,
amen,
it tells us not to have respect to person.
Amen.
That's what my Bible tells me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's in James. Amen. I believe in James, the second chapter.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But if ye have, James, the second chapter, the ninth verse, it says, but if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin.
Amen.
And are convinced of the law as transgressors.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Everybody's sin is not the same.
Amen.
Your sin might not be like mine. Mine might not be like yours. You might think you don't commit sin. You might think you're holier than thou. But
yes,
when you have respect to a person, you've sinned already.
Amen.
And you are a transgressor of the law just as one has ran the red light.
Amen.
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 The light is red.
Yes.
Yes. And you're supposed to stop and wait for the light to turn green, but no, you're going to take it upon yourself to run that light.
Yes.
You transgress the law.
Amen.
Amen, because the law calls for you to stop.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you hate this one and love that one. You got to respect the person. You need to come on down to the Potter's house and ask the Lord to make you over. Amen. Ask him to creating you a clean heart.
Amen.
And renew a right spirit within.
Amen.
Amen. I know this is not going to set too well, but this is a message that God gave me.
Okay.
Amen. And I've been holding on to it. Amen.
Amen.
And I intend to preach it the way he give it to me.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to come on down to the Potter's house. We got to do it over. Amen. Sometimes we got to go back and do our first works all over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, what you talking about? The Bible said repent and do it quickly.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus said repent and do it quickly.
Yes.
Unless I come and remove the candlestick out of this place.
Amen.
Amen. He'll come and remove you. Death is riding all over the land. People are dying every day, every hour, every minute. Every time you turn around, somebody you know has passed. Somebody in your family, somebody that you know, it's time to get it right, because I don't want it to be said too late. Oh, my God, when you get on your deathbed, you better get it right before you get on your deathbed.
Amen.
Amen. We walking around here, picture of health. We breathing and everything, and we can't even tell our brother, ask our brother to forgive us. If we go and say, can you forgive me? They say you ain't do nothing to me. But then they turn around and talk about you.
Yes.
They laugh at you. They scorn your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
something is wrong.
Amen.
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 Unforgiving spirits just can't forgive, can't find it in your heart to forgive. You need to get down on your knees and tarry.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to be purged. Just like the song said, clean me up, wash me on the inside, purge me on the inside, and wash me on the outside.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes you need to go back to Jerusalem and purge.
Amen.
Amen. Get all that filth out.
Amen.
Because God said it. When one come in, hallelujah, it start bringing more in.
Yes.
If you let it stay there,
yes.
You don't get it out. That's why Jesus said repent and do it quickly.
Amen.
Amen. When you find yourself in the wrong, you repent and do it quickly.
Amen.
Get it over with. Amen. Don't let it linger. Because if you let it linger, other things come in. Amen. Other things start happening.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, at what instant, I'm at the seventh verse, at what instant I shall speak concerning the nation and concerning the kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. You see? He was talking about plucking up and pulling down and destroying that nation.
Amen.
See, that's why he was showing Jeremiah the potter's house.
Yes.
That's why he took him on down there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, if the nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If, on a condition, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them.
Amen.
Now, therefore, go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now. Everyone from his evil way and make your ways and your doings good.
Yes.
See, that's what he was giving them an opportunity to do, like he's giving us an opportunity.
Yes.
So come on down and get it right.
Yes.
Come on down and let him make us over. Let him make us over again. He'll make us a better vessel,
yes.
A vessel of honor where we don't have to be shy vessels. But we can be bold vessels, and we can stand up for God, and we can tell somebody what Jesus did in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. And they said, there is no hope. You see, this is what people walking around doing, and this is what they walking around saying. There is no hope. but we will walk after our own devices. And we will, everyone, do the imagination of his evil heart. That's what people are doing. And that's what they're saying. Because they feel like it ain't no hope. Or sometimes they get in a rut or being tested and tried and seem like ain't nothing happening. And the enemy convinced them to go and do other things.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, there on among the heathen, who have heard such things? The virgin of Israel have done a very horrible thing.
Yes.
Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing water that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forsaken me, they have forgotten me. Excuse me. Because my people have forgotten me, the 15th verse, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient past, and to walk in paths in a way not cast up. You see? Because they have forgotten him.
Yes.
They've forgotten about God.
Yes.
Just like I stated, they forget about him. They get these prestigious titles behind their name,
yes,
get these good jobs, and get these nice, fine cars and three houses and all of that, and they forget,
yes,
about God.
Amen.
Forget where they came from.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Jesus said, when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in our own blood, when I was in our own blood, I said unto thee, live. He could have let us die. Amen. We wasn't even nothing. Now we get a little something. We want to get high and mighty and lift it up.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. To make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing, everyone that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. Hallelujah, I will scatter them as with the east wind before the enemy. I will shew them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we got to come on down here and get it right.
Yes.
Amen. Come on down to the potter's house. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah, wherever your altar is, make your bed there. Hallelujah, cry out unto the Lord and ask the Lord to have mercy. Woo, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
yes, Lord Jesus. I tell you, death is riding. Death is moving. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to get right, church, and let's go home. Amen. Don't get caught with your work undone.
Amen.
Amen. Don't get caught holding things in your heart. Don't get being high and mighty. Don't be caught lifted up. Hallelujah. Don't be caught setting up idols in your heart. Thank you, Jesus, because the time is going to come when we're going to need the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will shoot them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, this is what they said about Jeremiah. Amen. This is how people do you when they don't want to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. When they think you going too deep. Hallelujah. Oh, you shouldn't be saying things. But Jeremiah was a prophet, and whatever God spoke to Jeremiah in his ear, that's what Jeremiah proclaimed to the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then they said, come and let us devise devices against him.
Yes.
Against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest. Hallelujah, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words.
Yes.
Hallelujah, give heed to me, oh God, oh Lord. This was Jeremiah began to tell the Lord because they was asking Jeremiah.
Amen.
Give heed to me, oh Lord,
yes,
and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me.
Yes.
Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul.
Yes.
Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. Amen. Jeremiah stood before the Lord many a time. Hallelujah. Tried to convince the Lord to turn away the wrath from the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widowed, and be widowed, and let their men be put to death. Let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them. For they have digged a pit to take me and hid snares for my feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight. But let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thy anger. Hallelujah. Jeremiah began to plead unto the Lord. Amen. And he wanted the Lord to let calamity come against them.
Amen.
Come upon them. Because they wouldn't hear Jeremiah. They wanted to dig a ditch for him. And all he was doing was the Lord. That's what people do today. They say they holy people. They say they have the Holy Ghost. But when you start proclaiming the word of God and tell them what thus says the Lord, they ready to throw you out. They dig ditches for you. They proclaim you unholy. They say you unrighteous. You ain't right. There's something wrong with them. That's the devil speaking to them. Hallelujah. But it's God Almighty. It's God Almighty. And they don't want to hear the word when it hits them.
Amen.
Amen. But the word of God goes for everybody that has an ear. Amen. The Bible says, they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
Amen. But they don't want to hear the Spirit no more. They don't want to hear the Spirit of God. They listening to these seducing spirits.
Yes.
Amen. Got them captivated and caught up. Amen. These spirits of high-minded. Amen. That's what they listening to, these spirits of pride talking to them. Amen. You ain't got to listen to them. You this, you that. I'm the boss. I'm the chief. I'm the one in charge. You don't tell me what to do. Hallelujah. But except you come as this little lamb.
Yes.
Amen. As this child. Amen. Except you come as a child. Amen. You got to come as a child.
Amen.
You got to admit your wrong. Admit your fault. Hallelujah. Admit that you need the Lord. Don't get mad at the preacher. Don't get mad at the prophet. Don't get mad at the evangelist. Hallelujah. If the Lord sent them with the word, just humble on down and ask God to help you. Sometimes the word ain't even for you. It's for somebody else. But if you get mad, something is wrong. Amen. Something is wrong. Amen. Sometimes two people be doing the same thing. Amen. But everybody is not doing the same thing. Amen. And everybody, let me tell you something. You ought to be thankful if the word of God finds you.
Amen.
If the word of God finds you outside of the word, you ought to be thankful because God is giving you a chance.
Amen.
Amen. He can't. He don't have to warn us. But he'll warn us before destruction. He don't have to, but he's a merciful God because he said it's not his will that any should perish. But that all come unto repentance.
Amen.
And God knows my soul, I want my soul to be right with God.
Amen.
I'm going down to the potter's house. I'm going to get myself right. How about you? What are you going to do? Are you going to get mad at the word? Or are you going to go to the potter's house and ask the Lord to make you over? Take out that unclean spirit and put his spirit within you. Help you to walk upright. Help you to talk right in your heart. Help you to love your enemies. Help you to pray for them that despitefully use you. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
We're not supposed to render evil for evil, but that's what people are doing. You did this to me. I'm going to get back at you.
Yes.
I'm going to get you back. You just wait. I'm just waiting for the day. I'm waiting for the time.
Yes.
I'm going to get them back, and I'm going to shock them, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. You unclean spirit, come out of the man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on down to the potter's house. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. I want to be made over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his word. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that anointed message sent directly from God. And after hearing this message tonight, maybe is ready. Oh, glory to God. Going down to the potter's house and humble down before God and ask the Lord, make me over. Clean me up, Lord. Take away my sins. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us. If that's you, humble your heart right now and let's go to God in prayer. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, oh God, for your messenger. We thank you, Lord, for everyone listening to this broadcast tonight. We come to you, Lord God, and we humble ourselves before you, and we ask for mercy. Oh, blessed Savior, you are the potter, and we are the clay, and we are in your hands, Lord. We ask you tonight, my God, to make us over, to clean us up, Lord, on the inside and on the outside. Work on us right now, Lord. We need you, oh, Lord Jesus. Blot out transgressions, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord Jesus. Take away every sin, Lord. Clean us up, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, where we've gotten off track. Help us, Lord, to get back on track. Oh, my God, everything that we've done, a sin of omission or even commission, forgive us, Lord, and blot out friends. Wash away iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover us under your blood. Let your blood cover us right now while we're praying this prayer. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Look on the souls who have repented in their heart. Oh, my God, please forgive them, Lord Jesus, and save them, my God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. You are able to save, oh, God, that soul that seems to be so far away and so far gone. Lord God, bring them on back in the name of Jesus. Look on every soul that's on the prayer list, every name, everyone who's desiring prayer. Lord, touch them right now, Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Do wonders, oh God, and move by your power. Let your glory be revealed. Lord, ever have your way. Bless this broadcast, Lord, and this great ministry. Continue to grow and prosper. Let your word ever flourish and go out around the world. We believe it right now, and we count it done. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Patience, oh God. We thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. Thank you, my God, for what you're doing right now. We praise you, Lord. We bless your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And you just thank him for it. Thank him with me for a moment.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Glory
to
your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Sending his word. knows mm-hmm. what we need.
Amen.
Because he knows what we need in that message. What we need it. So many people have these things in them and not realizing that they can lose out with God.
Amen.
He's telling us tonight. He's letting us know what we have to do. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. God is so compassionate, so full of love, and he's letting us know this night what we have to do. We got to go on back down to the potter's house. Anything in us that's not right, that's not like God, that needs to come out.
Amen.
And hatred,
amen.
Jealousy,
yes.
All this. I mean, she just, it was the Lord. The
amen.
Lord preached through her.
Yes,
he just brought it all out. And
yes.
I can't add nothing to it. I can't take nothing away from it because God spoke just
yes.
what he wanted to say.
Amen.
And I thank God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to encourage everyone to just take this word of God in and apply it to your life. You live
yes.
by it.
Yes.
It's time to do something about your soul. Get concerned
amen.
Enough. And do something about your soul. Because you recognize the Lord is letting you know something is not right. And you need to get it right. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, Evangelist Cynthia, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to have his way in your life. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to give way for remarks coming through other evangelists or other clergy who are on the broadcast. You're welcome to give remarks, after which the broadcast will be back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia. She put it out there. I tell you, she preached. And Lord knows, I know I was sounding the word around everybody got out there. I was definitely sounding the word. And I, like she said, you know, there's really no sense in getting angry. Or getting, you know, letting your feelings get hurt. This is not personal. It's the word of God. And it's put out there for us because God loves us. If he didn't love us, he would continue to just allow us to go on in our way. But, you know, Lord, I thank you for your love. Ouch, hallelujah. Keep on moving on. I thank God, Vanessa Cynthia.
Keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this serious message that came forth on tonight. And I tell you, everyone that heard this word tonight, glory to God. I tell you, we should take it in because if we want to be saved, we're going to have to come by this word. And if there's anything in us, it needs to come out. Anything that's not like God, it needs to come out of us. And she told us what we need to do. We need to go on back down to the potter's house and let the Lord work a work on us. He can mess
yes.
us up. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Mm.
Ah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can mess us up and he can fix us up and make us all
yes.
over again. If we just believe. The word of God. I thank God for this word on tonight. Oh, my God. God is a merciful God. He don't have to send his word like that. He can let us go on in our own way. But God, in his infinite love and mercy, he loves his people. He wants us
yes.
to be saved.
Yes.
And I thank God for this word tonight because through this word, we can be saved tonight. I just thank God she covered the Lord through her, covered a wide scope. Glory to God. I wish that the whole assembly could have heard this word on tonight. And I tell you, God knows how to fix us. He knows how to make us over again. Because sometimes when we come to the Lord, as she stated, yes, We are going forth and praising God. We're so happy, got so much joy, and working, really working for the Lord and witnessing and telling other people about the Lord. And as time goes by, we begin to slack up. We don't tell nobody about Jesus. We ain't got time to pray. We ain't got time to fast. We ain't got time for God. Hallelujah. We get caught up in so many things down here of the world. Now we ain't got time for God. But it's time to let God work on the will. We need to go on back down and let God fix us and make us all over again. Say, Lord, work on me. Work on me, Lord. Fix me the way I should be. Make me the person that you want me to be. Not being like nobody else. Not trying to be high-minded or lifted up or feel like we better than somebody else. And we can rail on this one and rail on that one. But we got to come on down to the potter's house. And let him make us all over again. Glory to God. Just like that potter took that clay and messed it all up. And he messed it up because it was marred. Sometimes, as I stated, we start out for the Lord and we are working and doing some of everything for the Lord. Then after a while, here comes Satan. He mars that work that we were doing. He mars us and try to cause us to go another way. But there's no other way. We got to go God's way. And that's why we have to go back and get on that wheel and let God make us all over again. And the Lord was telling us he can make us all over again. He can do with us just as the potter did with that clay. Glory to God. I'm not trying to preach, but I tell you, my soul is stirred up through this word on tonight. I enjoyed this message coming through our prophetess, and I tell you, God knows what he's doing and what he's saying. One thing about it, if we receive the word of God, he will make us over again. And that's what we want. Any born-again believer in Christ, that's what they want, to be made over again, so that God can use them in his service. So we thank God for the word of God on tonight. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God for all of those who are on this broadcast tonight. And we pray that you have received a blessing out of this message on tonight. So we thank God for all things. And if there's anyone else on the line, any other ministers or clergy, you may chime in and have words. Praise the Lord at this time. Well, thank the Lord for those who have given remarks, for our ministers who gave remarks. We want to encourage you to keep looking to the Lord, trust in the Lord, because whatever we need, God's got it, and he will do it for us. So we thank the Lord tonight. We want to encourage Evangelist Cynthia to continue to preach that word of God. Glory to God. And let God have his way, because God is not through with you yet. So continue preaching the word of God. And if that's all, we want to say we'll be back here again on Tuesday night, if the Lord say the same. And we're looking to have a special service on Tuesday night, if the Lord's will. But anyway, we're looking forward to Tuesday night. So pray for us. Let us pray one for another. And if that's all, bring the broadcast to a close, and we say God bless you and good night.